Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Acidia on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Guardiano, presenting Father Nicholas Disposito, Vice Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Reading, Pennsylvania. Episode 6, Beatitude is an Activity.
Welcome back to another episode on Acidia. Yes, laziness, which is related to acidia, is in a way a habit of thinking too much about the work, the cross, the effort, and not thinking as we should in about the end, the reward, the price. The second definition that St. Thomas gives of acidia is a disgust with activity. A disgust with activity. In Latin, tedium operandi. And it is good to analyze this second definition to see if we can learn a little bit about this vice so that we can begin to avoid it and focus more and more properly, with more passion and devotion, on the end, which is eternal beatitude. We can always draw conclusions if we think of analogical concepts, like in the case of this video I just showed you, that if we want something, if we want just merely in the natural order, we want to achieve something, we have to concentrate and focus about the very end, the end of the work and not the effort. We are not going to think too much about the effort if we understand and we are convinced of the reward and the goodness, the delight, the joy that is going to be experienced when we arrived at the end of all of the work. So the greatness of the soul sometimes must be measured by that concentration, by that focus, by that effort that is placed in the pursuit of a lofty end. But again, those who did achieve lofty ends in the natural order, and in the case of the saints, in the supernatural order, they did not think or put too much thought and attention into the effort and the cross to bear. Actually, that motivated them even more, because the cross makes us more like our Lord. But they focus themselves in the end. The price, which is God himself, is beatitude, which or to which God has elevated us, as we explained before. So, a disgust with activity, as a definition of acidia, points to the truth that beatitude itself, the end of man, the supernatural end of man, is itself an activity. It's kind of confusing that, or misleading, you may say, in a way, to speak about eternal rest. And obviously the meaning is that we rest from the work that exists here on earth. And that's true. But to think that heaven or the beatific vision or the position of God is rest, actually, it's quite the opposite. Beatitude is an activity. And St. Thomas Aquinas speaks about this. He speaks about our last end as beatitude, as being an activity. Is, again, an excellent motivator to understand and to be convinced of the reality of what is coming, that is our end, and in what does it consist.